Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. You joined me on a rather showery day today. There are a few patches of blue sky above me, which gives me confidence for the rest of this walk. But at the moment, it's absolutely tipping it down. But we're not going to let that dampen our spirits. Today we're walking from the village of Wilsdon, just outside Bradford in West Yorkshire. And we're going to make our way down to Goitstock Wood, where we'll be greeted with Goitstock Waterfall, which with the amount of water falling from the sky should be pretty much in full spate today, giving us a great display. From there we'll make our way up the valley towards Hughenden Viaduct, which is no longer used by trains, so it means that it can be used by us, the humble pedestrian. Hopefully, if the sun does come out, we should get some magnificent views from there, because it's a brilliant vantage point over the valley below. So as the rain continues to hammer down, let's put our best foot forward and enjoy this area of beautiful West Yorkshire. We've just passed through two huge stone blocks into this lovely area of oak woodland. The floor is covered in bracken and brambles, and as I look up trying to avoid the spots falling from the leaves, it's just a beautiful green canopy that's providing a bit of shelter from the weather today. Looking over to my right, beyond a bedraggled-looking wood pigeon perched on a fence post, I can actually see the sun out on Bingley Moor, which isn't too far away from us. So hopefully that'll be coming our way soon. We can remain optimistic anyway. The oak trees seem to have given way to a mixture of sycamore and silver birch, and a few hawthorn trees as well. As the woodland becomes a little bit more dense, we're winding our way down this steep hill along a twisting path through the wood. At the same time, the sound of civilization can be heard cropping up all around us. There's a quarry to our right, and the main Bingley to Wilsdon road on our left, which in a moment we'll be crossing as we make our way over to Crag Wood, where we'll find Goitstock Falls. Dare I say it, the rain seems to be easing a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't speak too soon. We've made it into Crag Wood. Although it was a bit of an adventure to get here, along some narrow, overgrown paths between barbed wire fences. Of course, when the rain falls, all the undergrowth is weighed down by the weight of the water. So it was almost like wading through at certain points. I'm glad I've got my waterproof trousers on. I'm beginning to realise that my boots aren't as waterproof as I thought they probably were. They are starting to squelch a little bit. But this area of woodland is taking my mind off all of that. It's a beautiful, peaceful oasis with birds flitting round and the sound of the beck babbling in the background. It really is a beautiful spot to shelter and just to take in the surroundings. It's a lovely damp smell on the air as well, which is just refreshing after the reasonably warm weather we've been having recently. Part of me would love to just stand and take in this spot for the rest of the day, but I know I've got an audio walk to record. So let's keep on going and head up towards the waterfall. I've just come across this hole at the bottom of an oak tree at the side of the path. Looks like it's been made by some kind of creature, maybe a mouse or a shrew. So I'm going to tread lightly here, as not to disturb them as I walk past their home. As I can imagine, on a day like today, if they've got any sense, they'll probably be sheltering in there somewhere. On these audio walks, I tend to point out the natural features that I come across along the way. But here, I'd like to point out a man-made structure. As the footpath meanders directly underneath, a towering pylon, which is a huge metal girdered structure carrying electricity cables over the Goitstock Valley. I can just about see the next one along the line, guiding the cables along over the top of the bracken, which is as high as me in some places. I actually really find these structures fascinating. I like to stand directly in the middle where you feel surrounded by it, and you get a wonderful view of symmetry as you look up at all of the intercrossing girders. Really is a sight to behold. Even though it isn't, as I say, a natural feature of the landscape. Now walking along the banks of Goitstock Beck, which is getting more and more agitated the more rocks it flows over as it takes us upstream towards the waterfall. I've just stopped at this point because it looks like there's the remains of an old ford, a crossing for vehicles over the stream. I wouldn't like to fancy it on a day like today with the water rushing through as it is. But there's some ordered rocks that look like they've been placed there purposefully to guide people over. Some of them are worn down the middle as well, as if they've seen quite a bit of traffic over the years. Although not anymore, as the water has cut two gaping holes in the middle of them and is flowing through at quite a pace. Believe it or not, the sun has come out. It's still pitter-pattering with rain, so if the tree canopy wasn't surrounding us, we may even be able to glimpse the sight of a rainbow. But as it is, we're still covered in the beautiful green canopy of crag wood. But it's lovely to see the sun rays just penetrating that canopy ever so slightly and lighting the path ahead. It's drawing us further up the valley, and hopefully that'll be a sign of drier times to come. Here we are at the impressive Goitstock Falls. It's absolutely majestic as the water flows from the stream above over some flat rocks down about a 15 to 20 foot drop into the whirlpool below, which is almost perfectly circular as the water whirls around and then carries on its journey down the beck that we've just been walking along. The rocky facade of the whirlpool is flanked by green mosses and ferns, which are being licked by the mist coming off the water that's falling down over the rocks. If it was a bit sunnier, I think I would have mistaken this place for some kind of beautiful exotic rainforest, just waiting for a parrot to land on one of the tree branches. But no, I'm definitely in rainy West Yorkshire. On the rocks in front of me, which looks like they've just tumbled off the side of the valley, somebody's put some mealworms out for the birds. I'm just going to hang around a little bit longer to see if anything comes to feed on them, as it is approaching lunchtime. I think it's just lovely to revel in the power of the water that's crashing down around me, in comparison to the calm, babbling brook. I just climbed a steep metal staircase and clambered up a little rocky facade and made it to the top of Goitstock Falls. The sun is once again doing its best to come out and illuminate this majestic scene in front of us. If it wasn't for the metal railings in front of me, I could walk up and dip my feet in the falls. But it's probably a good job that they've got this metal railing here, as it is a very dangerous spot and could quite easily get swept away, drawn in by the water careering down off the top of the rock. There's a little wren as well, which must be nesting in the rocks just at the other side of the bank, adjacent to the falls. Every so often I can see it nipping in and out of the undergrowth. Whether it's going in to feed some chicks or not, I don't know, but it's lovely to watch. As lovely as this spot is, I'm starting to lose my voice trying to talk over the crashing sound of the water. So we're going to carry on further upstream, up towards Hughenden Viaduct. Oh, that was a bit of a climb up out of the woods there. But I think this is a perfect place to have a breather and take one of my waterproof layers off. And take in that beautiful sunshine, which is now bathing the landscape around us. It's gone from feeling quite autumnal indeed to very summery. There's still a few dark clouds hovering ahead, but as I look behind me, it's majoritively blue. And in contrast to the bedraggled pigeon that we saw earlier on, there's now quite a few of them flying overhead and making the most of this warm sunshine drying off their feathers. Let's hope it can stay like this as we press on towards Hughenden Viaduct, which, if it does, we should get some absolutely spectacular views. Well, it seems like the blue sky and sunshine was an exception to the rule rather than something to look forward to. As we've entered the beautifully tarmacked, smooth Great North Railway link path, which is going to take us eventually across the mighty Hughenden Viaduct. The views that we were looking forward to may be obscured by the rain a little, but I'm still optimistic that we'll get something out of it. The line that we're now walking along would have once linked the town of Halifax with the Worth Valley Railway over at Howarth. It also would have formed a larger linked route to the Settle to Carlisle Railway, which of course is still in operation to this day. Along this section of the path there's a little arts trail, and one of the little posters that we met with on an old railway sleeper at the side of the track reads, "Proceeding in the course of the line from Woodnook, we soon obtain a full view of Hughenden Viaduct as it turns on the curve. This splendid piece of masonry is counted amongst one of the highest viaducts in the country and may justly be regarded as a triumph of its engineering skill. In its construction, not one life was lost, and the only casualty which occurred in this gigantic work was a man who had his leg broken while standing beneath a crane lifting a block of stone. The proportions of the viaduct are as follows. Length, 376 yards, and height, from ground to rail, 124 feet in the deepest part." That was taken from some media coverage that was published at the time of the viaduct's completion in 1884. The line remained open to passengers until 1955. Then it still remained open, but just to goods vehicles, until 1964. It then became into a bit of a state of disrepair, but then was renovated and this beautiful tarmac path was laid in 2005, and it's been open to pedestrians, cyclists and horse riders ever since. I've just made it up to the first viewpoint where we can see the viaduct stretching away in front of us. It's absolutely spectacular. It's framed by the trees as it said on the poster, it curves around across the valley. I think it's actually stopped raining, so I suppose we better make the most of this dry spell and venture across this magnificent structure. We've made it to the halfway point over the viaduct, and conveniently there's another shower passing overhead. Despite having to peer through the misty rain, you do get some fantastic views over either side of this magnificent structure. To our right, we've got the wide expanse of water of Hughenden Reservoir, where I can see a lone damp fisherman casting his rod over the water. And over to the left, we can see all the way down the valley towards Bingley St Ives Wood and Bingley Moor, which frustratingly has still got a bit of sun on it. I don't know why some of that can't come our way. Anyway, I'd love to cast my eye over these views for a bit longer, but I think with the weather as it is, I'm going to carry on to the other side of the viaduct, up towards the little hamlet of Harecroft, where we'll soon be heading back along the ridge of the valley towards our destination for today and our starting point, the village of Willesden. We've turned off onto Bent's Lane, off the busy main road between Bradford and Collingworth. This little green lane is flanked at either side with foxgloves, thistles and brambles, which in another brief bit of sunshine is tempting the bees and butterflies out. I've seen a few meadow brown butterflies floating across the meadow on the right hand side. As I look to the left, we've got another fantastic view of Hughenden Viaduct that we've just walked across. And from this angle, it really gives you a sense of scale and the feat of engineering that is this huge structure that spans the valley. Bent Lane has now narrowed into Nab Lane, where we're left with a single track footpath leading us back towards Willesden. It's bejewelled in puddles which are now glinting in the early afternoon sunlight. It's lovely to finish this walk with a bit of colour after the grey dullness that has met us for the majority of it. The path is lined with vetch, which is a beautiful lilac-y purple wildflower with small intricate little leaves and small bell-like flowers. In the field to our right, there's also a patch of gorse, some of which is still clad with beautiful aromatic flowers that are yellow and have a smell of coconut to them. The ones that aren't in flower are starting to pop as the seed buds start to spread their seeds for another year to come. As a plane flies overhead, just glancing back one more time towards the valley that's stretching out before us once again. And we've come almost full circle as we're standing under the line of pylons. In fact, I can see the one that we stood under at the top side of Crag Wood earlier on. It's certainly dried up a little bit since then, thankfully. It really is lovely to look down the valley now with the blue sky overhead and all of the stone cottages that align the side of it and dot in amongst the trees and the different shades of green of the fields, some of which have cattle grazing in them. And thankfully, a lot of them are standing up now instead of lying down, which I suppose gives me a little bit of confidence. The village of Willesden is now back in sight, which means so is the end of our audio walk today. Despite the showers, I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this spectacular audio walk today. I've thoroughly enjoyed wandering through the woods, dipping our metaphorical toes into Goitstock Waterfall and treading in the footsteps of many a locomotive over the magnificent Hughenden Viaduct. It really has been a day to remember. If you have enjoyed listening to the walk, then please check out Open Country's other audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, where you can also find out about our activities that we run and how to donate to the charity as well. I think it's about time that I went to find somewhere to dry my feet off and revel in the beauty of what we've witnessed on this audio walk today. Until the next one, thank you very much for listening. It's goodbye from me for now.